Hail to the Chief. It's time for West Wing trivia. It's a special early release episode of the show because it's Election Day here in the U.S. Today, we have the chance to elect either the first woman president or the first convicted felon president. If you're in line to vote, stick with it. I'm really glad Colorado has mail-in ballots by default. Back to the episode at hand. The West Wing is one of my personal favorite shows. Smart people, sharp dialogue, I am down for all of it. When you're done with West Wing trivia, be sure to share your love of the show with your friends and family. The more, the merrier. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 302 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Now let's go walk and talk. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played President Josiah Bartlett in the series? Martin Sheen. Number 2. Prior to being president, Bartlett was governor of what state? New Hampshire. Number 3. Until his arrest in the final season, who was the White House communications director? Toby Ziegler. Number 4. Who played Deputy Chief of Staff Josh Lyman? Bradley Whitford. Number 5. What character was the White House press secretary for much of the show's run? C.J. Craig. Number 6. At the beginning of the series, who was Bartlett's chief of staff? Leo McGarry. Number 7. Who played Sam Seaborn in the series? Rob Lowe. Number 8. What young man was brought on as personal aide to the president in the second episode? Charlie Young. Number 9. Bartlett and his staff all belonged to what political party? The Democratic Party. Number 10. Who was Bartlett's first vice president? John Hoynes. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Who is credited with creating the West Wing? Aaron Sorkin. Number 2. CJ is short for what? Claudia Jean. Number 3. Played by John Amos, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Admiral Percy Fitzwallace. Number 4. Who was Leo's trusty assistant? Mark Margaret. Number 5. During the shooting at Roslyn, Bartlett and what other staffer were shot? Josh Lyman. Number 6. Who played President Walken, the acting president, while Bartlett invoked the 25th Amendment? John Goodman. Number 7. What chronic disease did President Bartlett suffer from? MS, specifically relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. Number 8. Who was the first lady during the run of the show? Abby Bartlett. Number 9. What position did CJ hold in the final 2 seasons of the show? She took over as chief of staff from Leo. Number 10. In the final season of the show, who became president? Matt Santos. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Which actor's death was then mirrored by their character's death on the show? John Spencer, who played Leo McGarry. Number 2. Which of the president's daughters was kidnapped? Zoe Bartlett. Number 3. In 2020, the cast reunited to produce a live version of which episode? Hartsfield Landing. Number 4. Prior to being chief of staff, what position did Leo hold in a prior administration? He was Secretary of Labor. Number 5. How many seasons did The West Wing have? 7 seasons. In what year did The West Wing debut? 1999. Number 7. Following the September 11th attacks, what special, unconnected episode was produced? Isaac and Ishmael. Number 8. Jed Bartlett has a PhD and a Nobel Prize in what field? Economics. Number 9. Matt Santos served in which branch of the military? The Marines. He's a pilot. Number 10. What was the title of the final episode? tomorrow. It's also the last thing spoken in the series. And we're done with West Wing trivia. How'd you do? Let me know on social media. Maybe even show off your I voted sticker. I'd love to see that. If you don't have a sticker, then share your favorite West Wing episode or quote from the show. I'll be back next week with more TV trivia. Here's a clue. What 2000 series follows a soap maker sentenced to prison for drug running? A very different type of drama for next Wednesday. See you then. This was episode 302 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your self-published book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.